2. Inquiry, offer, and counteroffer.
询盘, 报盘, 与还盘.
2. Inquiry for silk fabric. Larry is calling Trendy Home Textile to inquire about the prices and delivery date of some silk fabrics, and Tracy, a sales representative, is answering his call. Listen to the conversation and complete the following abstract.
Good morning. This is Trendy Home Textile Import and Export Company Limited.
Morning. This is Larry from Cosmo Trading Company Limited. We have studied your catalog and silk fabric pattern books.
I'm glad to hear that. Which items are you interested in?
We are interested in items number 11 and 15. They are attractive and exquisite. I want to know your supply position.
Generally speaking, we can supply them from stock.
I have emailed you the details of our requirements. Could you please quote us your lowest prices for these two items as soon as possible?
I'll look into your requirements first and let you know our firm offer tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. By the way, I want to know when you can deliver the goods.
Do you have specific requirements for the delivery time?
I need a shipment in June. I hope you can send the goods on time.
We can ensure that.
3. Haggling over price. Mr. Grant and Miss Zhang are haggling over the price of middling cotton produced in Hebei province. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks. Miss Zhang, may I know your offer for the said cotton?
We have the offer ready for you. Here it is. 100 tons of middling Hebei cotton at $90 per ton, CIF Los Angeles. The offer is valid for 3 days.
Why has your price soared? It would be impossible for us to push any sales at such a price.
But as you know, the world price for cotton has gone up a lot recently. Our price is very competitive.
Ms. Zhang, you see, we have placed a substantial order. So, could you consider giving us an 8% discount?
8%? That's too much. But if you can increase your quantity to 150 tons, we may consider granting this discount.
Our company has just taken up this line, and 150 tons will definitely be too much for us. How about 120 tons?
All right, Mr. Grant. To conclude the business, we agree to grant you an 8% discount for 120 tons.
6. Inquiry and quotation processing. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
The aim of inquiry and quotation processing is to quickly hand over a binding quotation that is attractive for the customer and reasonable from a business point of view. An initial specification of the product is created in line with the customer's requirements. On receipt of the inquiry, the seller will check it for completeness and will raise any queries to the customer. The inquiry is then checked for its commercial and technical possibility, and the importance of the customer for the company is evaluated. After considering the order probability on the basis of the information gained from the checks and evaluations, the company decides whether to create a quotation. The next step is to process a technical solution. If required, the product can be configured with the help of existing techniques. Production and replenishment lead times are calculated to determine the delivery date. The quotation is completed by fixing the quotated price, which is determined according to the price the company expects the customer to accept, or estimated competitive prices. Legal terms and conditions are also part of the completed quotation. On completion of the quotation, the seller will send it to the customer. Quotation processing ends with either order placement or rejection of the quotation by the customer. After the customer receives a quotation, he or she may revise it and send it back to the seller. In reality, the quotation process, quotation, rejection, recosting, new quotation is repeated several times until both the customer and the seller reach a satisfactory compromise.
7. Negotiating price. Read the following passage and do the exercises. Some price negotiating techniques in import and export transactions will be familiar if you have ever bartered at a market. Never accept the first offer. Make a low counteroffer in return. The other party is likely to come back with a revised figure. Always ask what else they can include at the given price. If the price is suspiciously low, ask yourself why. Are the goods of sufficiently high quality? Do they really offer value for money? What will the after-sales service be like? You could also try to make the quoted price look high by exposing any ongoing costs. Ask about repair costs, consumables, and other expenses. If the current rate of the supplier's market means prices are falling, point this out. If the price includes features you don't need, try to lower it by asking to remove those features from the deal. Use your bargaining power to get a good deal. For example, if you're a big customer of the supplier, you could ask for bulk discounts. If you squeeze the price too low, perhaps by threatening to walk away from the negotiations, you may end up getting a poor deal. The supplier may have to cut costs elsewhere. In an area such as customer service, which could prove costly to you in the long run. Even if you are a supplier's main customer and enjoy most of the bargaining power, forcing it to meet low prices at which it could go out of business will damage your reputation as a highly valued customer. The supplier will soon look for other customers and is likely to feel resentful.
Vocabulary. New words.
Bargain.
Haggle.
Bid.
Dragon.
Slipper.
Tragic.
Brace.
Textile.
Fabric.
Exquisite.
Ensure.
Middling.
Valid.
Saw.
Competitive.
Substantial.
Grant.
Definitely.
Conclude.
Egyptian.
Reasonable.
Crystal.
Decoration.
Perspective.
Fitness.
Treadmill.
Inventory.
Backlog.
Urgently.
Process.
Binding.
Initial.
Query.
Configure.
Replenishment.
Calculate.
Determine.
Legal.
Rejection.
Revise.
Recost.
Compromise.
Transaction.
Barter.
Suspiciously.
Sufficiently.
Expose.
Ongoing.
Consumable.
Supplier.
Remove.
Squeeze.
Reputation.
Resentful.
Display.
Keen.
Illustrated.
Airmail.
Proper nouns.
Cosmo Fitness Apparatus Company Limited.
Randy Sports Equipment Import and Export Company.
Guangzhou Trade Fair.
Inner Mongolia Textile Import and Export Company Limited.
East China Trade Fair.
Liverpool.